Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Joshua chapter 18, Yehoshua, Perek, Yud, Fe. And indeed, our chapter is Get Up, Stand Up, because we read the story of how Yehoshua pushes seven tribes to go and settle. There are seven tribes who are being lax. They're indifferent. They're being derelict in their duty. They're neglecting to go and settle the land. And Yehoshua says in Perek Gimel, Ad ana atem mitrapim lavo lareshet ta'aretz. How long are you just being negligent? Are you being soft in going to settle the land? Asher natan lachem Hashem Elohe Avotichem. God has given it to you, the God of your fathers. This was the dream of your ancestors, and you're not doing it. How does he push them out? The first thing he does is he sort of like breaks camp. Vayikahalu, the opening verse says, Vayikahalu kol adat b'nei Yisrael shilo, ve'eshkinu sham et ohel moed, v'haaretz nichbasha lifneihem. They take the Mishkan, which has been standing at Gilgal in the Jordan Valley in their transit camp, and he packs up the camp. He moves the Mishkan to Shiloh. And in this way, it's sort of like, I remember when I was at summer camp and we used to, sometimes we had a tiyul, we were on a tiyul, and they wanted us to get up and get out of bed. The madrachim would just let down the tent, and then you have to get up. So if you break camp, if you wind down the transit camp in Gilgal and take the Mikdash to Shiloh, people might get the message that they really have to leave. We've seen in the last few chapters that the settlement phase is laden with formidable difficulties and obstacles. There is the enemy, who are fortified, they have chariots. The nature, the actual hills, are sometimes quite hostile. And therefore we might only too well understand that there are lots of people who sort of can't get over the hurdle of moving to the next stage. They're already in the promised land, and this is, how should we say it, good enough. I remember once reading in the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, where he gives his son a job to keep the garden green and clean. And he thinks, I'll give a responsibility to my son. My son will look after the garden. He says, I'm going to check on you every week. And 1 week goes by and the son has done nothing in the garden. And 2 weeks go by and 3 weeks go by. And he's wondering how to manage this. And one day he says, you know, how's it going with the garden? And his son is almost in tears. And he says, well, can I help you? And the son just needed that extra assistance to get over the hurdle. It seems like the move from this transit camp to actually encountering the challenges of going to a new area, having to fight for your territory, having to set up new towns, new villages, a completely fresh infrastructure, is just too much for these seven tribes. And it's fascinating that these are in fact the peripheral tribes. The central hill territory is Yehuda, and the Joseph tribes, the strong tribes. Are these tribes at the periphery because they're weak? Are they weak because they're at the periphery? Whichever way, Joshua does two things. Number one, he takes down the tent. Number two, he helps them. And how does he help them? He gives them very precise instructions. Havu lachem shloshet anashim leshevet. Take three from each tribe. Veshlechem v'yakumu v'talchu ba'aretz v'yichtivu ota. They'll go around the land. They will survey the territories. And they'll come back to me. I'll help you. And we'll divide it up into seven tribal units. And then, v'yariti lachem goral po lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. We will, at the Mishkan in Shiloh, divvy up the land and make sure that you all have the divine mandate to go. So they really, really need this assistance to get out of their stuck place. And that's what we see at the beginning of this chapter. The second half of the chapter starts going through the tribal territories of these tribes and begins with Binyamin. Why Binyamin, the youngest of the tribes? Why Binyamin? Usually the geography of the settlement phase is from south to north, and south of Binyamin is actually Shimon. So why start with Binyamin? And I think the possible answer might be a pasuk, a blessing of Moses to Binyamin. It says in Sefer Dvarim, Ulu Binyamin Yidid Hashem, he is the loved one of God, Yishkon Labetach Alav. God will rest securely upon him or beside him. Chofef alav kol hayom. All the time he sort of hovers over him, uvein ketefav shachem, and he rests between his shoulders. There's something about Binyamin being the beloved of God and the Shechina being there. Yishkon labetach alav, uvein ketefav shachem. The word Shechina or Lishkon is there twice. So two things here. Number one, uvein ketefav shachem, the shoulders. Of course, what sits between the shoulders? The head. That Binyamin somehow represents the head. That he is going to be the seat where God is going, God's head is going to be there. Many of the places in Shevet Binyamin are in fact places which were holy places. There is the city of Beit El, the towns of Nov and Givon, which later were cities of Kohanim and places of Shekhinah. But most importantly is the city of Yerushalayim, which if you recall at the end of chapter 15, it said, the Jebusites of Jerusalem, Judah were unable to dislodge. And then we see it again at the end of chapter 18. Betzela ha'elef vahivusi Yerushalayim givat kiryat arim, that indeed Benjamin were also unable to dislodge the Jebusites because Jerusalem is a border town between Judah and Benjamin. And one of the features of this chapter is that the location, the tribal territory of Benjamin, is described surrounded by ketefayim, uvein ketefav shachem, ketef Yericho in verse 12, ketef Luza in verse 13, ketef Mula Arava in verse 18, ketef Bet Hogla in verse 19. Why is the Shekhinah in Binyamin in particular? Here our rabbis came along with two explanations, both of them very beautiful. The first one is that out of all of the Shvatim, out of all of the sons of Jacob, Benjamin is the only one to be born in the land of Israel. He has a certain purity. He has a certain wholeness. He is the one who was born in the land. And the Shekhinah wants to be with that sense of purity, the pristine nature. But what I like even more than that is that Binyamin, say the rabbis, was not involved in the sale of Joseph. The great act of discord, the great act of hatred, where some brothers sold their brother to slavery, even wanted to kill their brother. Benjamin was too young at the time. He wasn't involved in the sale. And one might even go even further and say that Binyamin was the one who brought them together. Because, of course, it is in the care for Binyamin. Binyamin was, in a sense, the pawn which in protection of Binyamin, Joseph told them they had to bring Benjamin down. Then he put him in a very compromised situation. And that was when Vayigash Elav Yehuda stood up for him. Benjamin was actually the cause of the brothers finding their way to reconciliation. And there is nothing that the Shekhinah wants, which is more than unity, shalom, discord distances Hashem. Unity welcomes Hashem. Yerushalayim, in the name of Yerushalayim, is Ir Shalom, Ir Shalem. It is meant to be a place where Yerushalayim habnuya, when Jerusalem is built, ki'ir shechur b'le'achdav, it's a place which makes all of Yisrael achim. And therefore, the first tribal unit of this wave of settlement is the tribal unit of Binyamin, which is the seat of the Shekhinah, but it is also the root of Jewish unity. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.